Star Trek Beyond. Have you seen it yet? Oh, good. There seemed to be a theme, and I liked the clip because there's a lot of self-doubt. Who am I? What am I here for? Why has this happened to us? Why are these bad things happening? And there was all the stuff about, we know why you're here. We're facing death. It's something we're afraid of. All of that, in all those themes are explored in the adventure. I'm a Star Trek. I can't help it. I like it. I've watched every movie as it came out. I watched, how many watched Star Trek as kids? Yes. The original series? New Generation? Next Generation? Then it was Deep Space Nine? Thank you, Derek. Voyager. I've watched them all. And I had to choose one. Well, then this is the latest one. And all those themes of identity and purpose are things that we as Christians have an identity and purpose. Thank you for your enthusiasm. So, I want to tell you this morning, we are aliens. You are an alien. I am an alien. I got a new shirt on. There's nothing wrong with it. You're called a peculiar people. Strange. Just look around. It won't take you long. We're called ambassadors. An ambassador dwells in a foreign place, representing another kingdom. Do you see where I'm going? I thought I'd play with this a little. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I hope you are. Otherwise, I'm not speaking again. So, you're an ambassador. You're in a foreign place. The world will tell you that, science has disproved Christianity. The Bible's full of myths. Jesus didn't exist. It will tell you that miracles don't happen, that humanity has triumphed. And does God speak today? It will tell you all these lies. If you watch sci-fi as much as I do, then you see the writers, their view of the future is either catastrophe or the triumph of humanity. Lots of our action films always start with disaster, but the hero always wins. Our hero has already won. Hallelujah. He's won. You've got a hero in Jesus. He's better than Superman. I would have played the song, but I don't have time. You are special. Where you may question your identity, where you may feel, who am I? What am I doing here? What is my purpose? Clip number three, please.
According to the Bible, I am God's possession. I am His child, His workmanship. I want you to apply this to yourself. You are his friend, his temple, his vessel, a co-laborer, and his witness. You're a soldier, an ambassador, a building, a temple. You're his husbandry. You're a minister and an instrument. You're his chosen, his beloved, his precious jewel, and his heritage. In Christ, you've been redeemed by blood, set free from sin, set free from Satan, set free from the kingdom of darkness, chosen before the foundation of the world, predestined to be like Jesus, forgiven of all your trespasses, washed in blood, given a sound mind, given the Holy Spirit, adopted into God's family, justified freely by his grace, given all things pertaining to life, given great and precious promises, given ministry of reconciliation, given authority over the enemy, given access to God, and given wisdom for free. In Christ, you are complete, totally in him. Free forever from sin's power. You're sanctified. You're fit for the Master's use. You're loved eternally. You're eternally kept in the palm of his hand. You're kept from falling. You're kept by his very power, and you're not condemned. You're one with the Lord. You're on your way to heaven, quickened by his mighty power, seated in heavenly places. You're the head and not the tail. You're the light in darkness. You're a candle in a dark place. You're a city set on a hill. You're the salt of the earth. You are his sheep. You're a citizen of heaven. You're hidden with Christ in God and protected from the evil one. You're kept by the power of God. You're secure in Christ. You're set on a rock. You're more than a conqueror. You're born again. You're a victor. You're healed by his stripes, covered by his blood, sheltered by his wing, and hidden in his secret place. In him, you have access to the Father, a home in heaven waiting for you, all things in Christ, a living hope, an anchor to your soul, a hope sure and steadfast, authority to tread on serpents, power to witness, the tongue of the learned, the mind of Christ, boldness and access, peace with God, and faith like the grain of a mustard seed. And in Christ you can do all things, find mercy, come boldly to his throne, quench the fiery darts of the enemy, tread on him like a serpent, declare liberty to the captives, pray always, chase a thousand, defeat and overcome the enemy, and tread Satan underfoot. And the only things you cannot do in Christ is be separated from God, perish or be lost, be moved, be taken out of your Father's hand, be charged or accused, or be condemned.
That's who you are. You're special. Did you like that? That means I've quoted to you so far 100 Bible verses in 3 minutes. I thought he did it better than I could. They're all written down for you. If you'd like a copy of that, would you? Really? Do you want to give it out to everybody then? Because I think when you think about your identity in Christ, why don't you play that to yourself 3 times a day? You find it on YouTube. If you can't find it, I can send you the link, okay? 3 times a day, that will transform your life. Who you are in Christ Jesus. We are not just this physical body. This will perish. It's flesh. God's interested in it, but it goes. We are spiritual. We dwell in this world, but we have a heavenly kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done. It's a spiritual thing. We're taking from what is heaven and applying it to earth. Oh, that means things happen. Healings happen. Miracles happen. And they're supernatural. Doctors can't explain it. Water into wine, feeding of the 5,000. It didn't just happen 2,000 years ago. It happens today. Oh. God is active in this world today. In the UK, people get healed of cancer miraculously. People have walked. I want to tell you what I've seen. I've seen blind eyes open in Jesus' name. Wow. Have I told you this story? So, that's okay. I had a word of knowledge about eye problems in Liverpool, and a lady got really excited towards the end. And we were saying goodbye to people. Being a good minister, you had to stand at the door and shake everybody's hand and talk to people, whether you liked them or not. Just being truthful. And this woman goes, "Pastor, Pastor, I can see." Marvelous, praise the Lord. "Pastor, I can see." "That's great." "No, no, no, you don't understand. This is my glass eye, and I can see." Hallelujah. Look at you, you're all thinking, "He's nuts, he's gone, he's had too much coffee this morning." It's the glory realm of God to work a miracle in your life, transforming you from a dirty, rotten sinner, which we all were. Just look around. Don't look at me like that. We make mistakes. We got it wrong. We didn't live to what God wanted. And he took this heart of stone and gave us a heart of flesh. He transformed our lives with love and grace and mercy. We've been transformed. That's the greatest miracle in the whole universe. In Plymouth, I carried a lady. We were meeting in an upstairs room like this, but we didn't have a lift. And there was a lady that was of large proportions. She came from Samaria. Some area. Anyway, and Amanda's groaning, she's heard it before. We carried the lady up in her wheelchair to the meeting, and the power of God touched her. And she was suffering from MS. She'd lost the use of her legs, her bladder, and God touched her life, and she got up and she began to walk. Because God had healed her legs. She could feel the trousers. She said, "I can feel. Well, these are scratchy. I'd not known that they were scratchy trousers." And she got up and she walked. And then she began to dance around the room. And she went down the stairs without her wheelchair. I said, "What do you want me to do with the wheelchair?" She says, "I don't care." The power of God, the kingdom of God that comes, transforms our world. He changes lives. It's happening here in the UK. And it's wonderful. It's not just Africa, where Heidi Baker is at the moment, where she didn't have food. They prayed for food. And it multiplied in Mozambique just recently. And thousands were fed from what should have only fed hundreds. The God of the Bible is as real today as he's always been. Yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Well, I'll get excited for all of us. Oh. Our Christianity isn't to be the ones we learnt from Sesame Street. Anyone watch Sesame Street? Yeah, it's great, isn't it? This is what we learnt. Near. Far. Near. Far. What? It's what we try to keep it simple. We're trying to keep it basic. God wants us to grow. Not to be fed by milk anymore. He wants us to get into the meaty things of God. He wants us to step out of the boat. Take a chance. Faith sometimes is spelled R-I-S-K. Do you understand? Am I getting through to somebody? Oh, good. Thanks, Eric. You've stayed awake this time. I'm having too much fun. I did have coffee this morning. I'm sorry. Accessing this spiritual realm involves faith in Christ Jesus. There's so many ways we enter into this spirit realm. We communicate spirit to spirit when we pray. God knows, before we've even spoken a word, He knows the issues on your heart. He can see that brokenness. And He says, I will bind it up. I will repair. He sees what you're carrying and He says, I love you. We've got to believe the word of God. We've got to believe that this has the answer to enter into this new life, to enter into the kingdom. Read this. I loved it, what I saw on Facebook, and I posted it this week. Some of us may sit there and say, God, speak to me. And He's saying, I have. God, speak to me. I have. Do you know, when we pray and don't open the Bible, it's like you're waiting for that text message from a loved one and you haven't turned on your mobile phone. Does that make sense? You need to read it. There's some amazing stuff in here that would transform your life. Transform how you handle your finances. Transform how you live. Transform how you think about yourself. Transform how you reach out to your neighbors. Wow. That's how we enter this spiritual glory realm. How we see the kingdom come. It's faith. It's the word. It's unity and honor and blessing. You got to be not just be nice to each other. I know. See, the Bible says you haven't got to like me, but you've got to love me. The Bible says you've got to love me. The Bible says you've got to love me. Thank you, Anne. It says you've got to love me. Loving and honoring, says Psalm 133, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Unity. You know, when two or three gather, when Jesus is there in the midst, it isn't about numbers, it's about unity, purpose, destiny. It's worked out in unity, honor and blessing. Holiness, righteousness, and humility. The Bible talks about a highway to holiness in Isaiah 35. It talks about not being moved by the opposition of the enemy. The world will oppose the truth of the Bible. The world opposes the truth of your faith. But we live in a supernatural realm. We live in the realm of the Holy Spirit. We are not of this world. We are of a new kingdom, a new divine DNA that runs through us, through the blood of Jesus. Amen? Praise and worship unlocks supernatural things. It does. Even if you sing and it sounds interesting, it's no nudging now, stop it. God delights in you singing to Him and it unlocks supernatural things in your life. Lay your hands on your checkbook, your credit card, and prophesy blessing over your finances. God can do something with that. He can, because He turns our, I've got to get it, the world's, I've got to get it, I've got to have it now, it's all about me, to bless you to be generous. That's about the kingdom. That's the heavenly realm. He turns our finances into generosity. It's not about 10% anymore. Some of you almost look relieved. It's about all of it. Learn to be generous because it will unlock spiritual realms. Let me show you what's happening right now in Bedford. I think clip number 4.
Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted.
Had arthritis in my hands, and to touch my, you know, just to do that was painful, but I can't feel anything at all.
So the Lord's created arches on your feet.
Yeah, I'd be as bold as to say I think I have 20/20 vision. Everything is so clear. I can see everybody's faces all the way back there.
There's only one way to heaven, and it's through faith in Jesus Christ. Why? Because only Jesus paid for your sins. No one else did. He's the only one who paid it all in full for you and for me. And it's a free gift that you can receive through faith.
It's like it's sort of peeled these layers of like grave clothes off me. My whole body feels so heavy with his peace instead of heavy with pain.
I've suffered with depression. I just feel brilliant.
I've had a bad wrist. It's just shooting pain all the time, but it's completely gone.
I've been suffering again with mental issues for a long time, depression and fear and anxiety over all sorts. And I just felt tonight God just absolutely just flooded me completely right through. And it was like this huge warmth and this comfort that just came over me that I've not felt before.
Move your shoulder. No pain.
No pain.
When I walked into this room tonight, I felt the presence of God like no other time. And I could worship and I've been set free.
I will do marvels, says the Lord. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Because you desire to see my glory and get to know me first. And get to know my heart and experience my heart first. Because of that, I will do marvels through your life. God only does miracles and signs and wonders through people who know his heart.
The reason I show you that is because God is on the move in the UK. People are getting healed, set free, delivered. And he can do it here. Louth can be saved. Do something supernatural right now. Look at the seats next to you that are empty. Put your hand on them. I prophesy. You can do this. Say this after me. I prophesy that someone out there is coming to sit here, a redeemed child of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prophecy is a supernatural activity. You can speak words of encouragement and blessing to one another. Are you ready to get some pebbles? Because I'm going to prophesy. I was sat going, Lord, what do I say about Star Trek Beyond? And he says, I want to take my people beyond. Are you ready? I will exceed your expectations. Child of mine, it's time to stop limiting me or thinking in your own thinking and in your expectation. It's time to stop setting goals based on the estimation of your own ability and resources. It's time to start seeing what I want to do. Then set your expectations accordingly. I am the God of all power and all might, and I can do all things. I'm able to do far more than you can think or imagine. Now, that's what Joe read this morning, which is great. I'm inviting you to do amazing things with me, but at the same time, you must understand I'm not interested in the agenda of man. I have my own agenda, and it's very important to me. I am looking for those who are willing to set aside their own plans and goals in order to embrace mine, just as my son did when he walked on this earth. My kingdom is advancing forcefully on this earth, and it must continue to advance. Yes, dear one, I am looking to those who want to advance it with me. And you are one of these. You are one of these. It's my desire that my own children work with me to accomplish my purposes. I am looking for those who say to me, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, use me. I am going to empower these ones to advance the kingdom, and I'm going to change their thinking to be in line with the word, with mine. I am going to show them what it means to walk in the supernatural, to accomplish the impossible. I'm going to teach them what it means to live in the realm of faith, to see mountains move. Financial mountains will move in Jesus' name. This is a season where I am removing all the limitations of my people. I am opening their thinking to greater things. This is the time and this is the season where I want you to show my glory, my power, my great love for all men, so that many who are lost might come to believe. I'm looking for sons and daughters who are willing to embrace faith and do this with me. I'm looking for those who are willing to learn, to trust me, to know my voice, and to believe that I really mean the things I've said in my word. I'm looking for those who will stop being limited by constraints of this world, and who will start moving according to the constraints of my will, the kingdom. No stones so far. Dear one, learn to trust me, then watch and see how I will bring my glory into your life. What needs do you have that I cannot meet? What obstacle is before you that's too hard for me to overcome? There isn't such a thing. For I am greater than all, and indeed I can do all things through my own great power and might. Despite all my power, my might, all my strength, there's still one thing that limits me, and that is the faith and expectation of my own people. They think too small. They limit the way that they're willing to allow me to accomplish what I have for them through them. That must change, because I have great plans. It's time for my people to put off the things that hold them back. It's time for them to expand their tent pegs, embrace a larger vision. It's time for them to walk in faith. My people, I'm able to exceed your expectations if only you would learn to trust me. Hallelujah. Was that? I felt God in that. I felt God in that. He wants to do something in your life today to change how you feel. Not because of it'll look good. It's because he brings glory to his name. He loves you. One last video, and I'll finish with this. God loves you. And that love will transform your life from the ordinary to the supernatural. Your life can go beyond where it is now. Number 5.
I was there for you from the very beginning. Even before you were born, I had a plan for you. For you. You're no accident. My hands made the sunrise, controlled the tides, and I designed you. What I make is good. Think back. There have been times you've heard my voice, seen my hand move. I've been there all along. Believe it or not, I know how you feel. The questions in your heart, the insecurities. Sure, you failed. Made some bad choices. But you've had some shining moments too. And guess what? I still love you. What you've done, where you come from, what you look like. I love you. Hear my voice. Let that soak in. I love you just because I do. It's who I am. No matter what you do or how hard you try, I couldn't love you more than I do right now. If you could count how many times a day I think of you, it would outnumber the stars, the grains of sand on the beach. Just think about it. If I, the creator of all things, love you this much, you must be very valuable. All I ask in return is your love. You see, if you truly love me with all that you are, everything else will fall into place. And when tomorrow comes, and the next day, and the next for all eternity, I'll still be right here. Just like I am right now, loving you.